Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
From Montana to Mahomes, his call has been synonymous with Chiefs football.
Touchdown, Kansas City!
He's the voice of the Chiefs kingdom, and he joins The Drive every Monday at 4.
You can't doubt the Chiefs! You can dislike the Chiefs! You can disrespect the Chiefs! You're gonna have to deal with the Chiefs!
Here's Mitch Holthus.
Let's head to the phone lines right now to be joined by the voice of the Kansas City Chiefs, Mitch Holthus. He is brought to you by GEHA, Government Employees Health Association Incorporated, and also by Silverstein Eye Center. Achieve your best vision and experience outstanding patient care at Silverstein Eye Center. Mitch, happy to have you pop on with us today.
Yeah, good to be with you. Wish it was under better circumstances, but going to go right by Silverstein's place here real soon here on the way to the Blue Springs Kingdom show tonight. But your rough one yesterday, the game was almost as predicted as being right in the high teens, low 20s. That's the way that this game was going to be. And just critical points of the game all throughout the game that I can identify and want to talk about where the game could have been flipped. That's where we're going to focus on our discussion with Coach tonight.
So let's start with that, because you're right. There were certainly some critical points in that game where this game was there for Kansas City to win. They just didn't make the plays. I think back to the red zone interception. You get an illegal procedure, an illegal motion on Jawan Taylor that negates a 15-yard gain. It is now 3rd and 12. Mahomes has to throw the ball out of bounds there or throw it incomplete. He throws an interception. And in a game that you just alluded to that was going to be tightly contested, played in the high teens, low 20s, every possession mattered. And to not get points on that drive was one of the things that did Kansas City in.
Well, it's a bigger issue. And I don't know if you listen to my game day setup, my monologue, which is basically like a late night TV show host, about 15 minutes to kick off every time. I'll give a monologue, what I think is the theme. And sometimes I'll use literature, comedy, or movies. But I talked about the crucial nature of the game. It wasn't a must win. It didn't eliminate the Chiefs in the playoffs, but it was crucial. But crucial games lead to crucial moments. And this was my thesis last week. I think I might have talked about this somewhat, but 9 times the Chiefs have had the chance to have the ball at the end of the second quarter and start of the third quarter. 9 times in 10 weeks. That's ridiculous. Usually it's 5-5, right? You'd think. But 9 times. In the 5 wins, the Chiefs have been outstanding in that, with 7 touchdowns and a field goal in 10 potential opportunities. In the 5 losses, one doesn't count, the Chargers, because they didn't have, that's the one time they didn't have the back-to-back possession potential. But in the 4 losses, there have been 5 3 and outs, a turnover on downs, no touchdowns, 1 field goal, and yesterday's interception. Do you follow wrestling? I mean, not, do you follow collegiate or high school wrestling?
No, I don't.
Like Mizzou wrestles, right? I wish none of the Division I schools in Kansas wrestle. Nebraska's got a good wrestling program. There's good Division II programs. Fort Hays State is a good wrestling program in Kansas. There's a kid, Dylan Cooper. Dylan Cooper, he wrestled at Mill Valley. He's like a three-time state champion. He was awesome. And now he wrestles at Arkansas Little Rock, and he's one of their main wrestlers, and they're lighter weights. But these games, like the Chiefs had, and this is something I talked with Coach tonight about, when you wrestle, there are times if you've got a hotly contested match, like if Dylan is up against someone equal, you got a chance to get a near fall and get some main back points or get a pin in the second period. You don't have to wait to the third period. And so often we wait, hey, the last 2 minutes of the game, last 4 minutes of the game, and you can seize the game earlier than that. Like you can get the pin in the second period if you want to wrestle and get it done. Then it's over. Boom. Now in football, you don't have it over, but you can get it when you flip the game. Jacksonville, Buffalo, and now last night's game against Denver. To me, that's the crux of the matter. There are some very critical moments in games that go beyond the obvious that don't seem like they're critical because you have plenty of time and all your timeouts. And yet, they become very, very important and impactful on who's going to win the game eventually.
Right now, we're joined by Mitch Holtz, his voice of the Kansas City Chiefs. He is brought to you by GEHA and also by Silverstein Eye Center. A couple of other mistakes that I've seen with this team. Let's talk about the deep ball, because I look at an offense that went out to go get Rashee Rice in the draft, also went to go get Xavier Worthy, and it just feels like the connection on some of those deep balls, it's just not there. What are you seeing? Is that a scheme thing? Is that a route running thing? Is that a foundational point from Patrick Mahomes? Why do you think they've been so inconsistent with the deep ball?
Because they're hard to complete. Even you got Jamar Chase and Justin Jefferson doesn't catch them all. And that's when you take a shot, go deep, take a shot, go deep. Your percentage of completing those passes is relatively low for the most part. It takes a lot to get that done. And to get, basically, they got 150 yards out of deep balls in last night's game. You get the 61-yarder to Tyquan Thornton, and then you get the two defensive pass interference penalties on Riley Moss, which equaled 88 yards or so, or almost 90, over 90 yards. The point is, some of the vertical things were happening last night. Now, it's also the skill of the person at the end and the point of that play. Tyquan Thornton, obviously, is a good deep ball catcher. He can high point the ball, understands it. Hollywood Brown on an underthrow came back. That led to one of the DPIs. One, it's really hard to complete those passes. They're exciting, hard to complete. Two, it's on everybody. The accuracy of the throw, the route, sometimes those aren't tricky routes. Maybe they're double moves, stutter and go, a sluggo route. But most of the time, they're just a go. Just run, go, find it. But trying to run full speed at 20 miles an hour and track down a football at 40 to 50 yards is hard to do. So you still got to take the shots. But actually, I was encouraged because three vertical plays led to three scores last night.
Right now, we're talking to Mitch Holtz's voice of the Kansas City Chiefs. Mitch, let's talk about the special teams. What did you see on the blocked extra point? I mean, from a math perspective, I mean, that honestly might be the biggest play in the game. After the touchdown, if you make that extra point, you go up four in that scenario. A major, major play in the game. We talked about special teams all season. What did you see on that blocked extra point?
Well, go back to Super Bowl 57. Your point's well taken. Because when Leo Chanel blocked that extra point by the 49ers, it kept it a three-point game. If it's a four-point game, that's what I'm saying. Every little thing matters in a game like that. And if it's a four-point game, the mentality for Denver changes somewhat. That depends on the discipline of the team. But if they know they have to have a touchdown, they go, all we need is a field goal to tie it. We're okay, which is what happened. But if you're down four and you got to have a touchdown, that's a whole different kettle of fish. So that blocked PAT was gigantic. It looked like a blown assignment. Usually, those usually really aren't tricky to block. There's not a whole lot of awesome, intricate blocking schemes to do it. But it looked like they had an overload, which is what you do when you block those, particularly in the interior. And It looked like there was a communication assignment. I don't know. I'm curious to see what Coach Taub would say about it. But it looks like communication. Like, I'm going to block down. I've got to have B gap or whatever. But then they overload, or I'm going to block down on the A. They overload the B, and somebody else blocks the C and just leaves it right there. Doesn't happen often, but that's, I think, a communication issue.
I'll get you out of here with this last one, Mitch. I imagine this conversation is going to happen to you at some point this week. You're going to be walking at the grocery store. You're going to be somewhere. Someone's going to recognize you, recognize your voice. They're going to come up to you and ask you if the Chiefs are making the playoffs. What's your answer?
Yes. Yes. I don't have any doubt right now they're not going to make the playoffs. We've gone through this discussion so many times. I've seen this team pull it out. I've seen this team fight through it. It'll be the theme you hear tonight on the Kingdom Show. It's not to sugarcoat it. It's not like it's, oh, this is great. I just laid out what happened in the five losses. It has to get better. You had the game last night where you've got the ball and the lead. You have the ball and the lead, and you have third down and short. You have third and two at your own 20. At that point, you got to think, run this clock down, man. Run it down. You got the ball in the lead, and you don't get that done. In the first of the flip, the double dip, in the second quarter, you had third and one at the 19, and you could keep a drive alive. That stuff has to happen. That being said, I have every bit of faith in these players, in these coaches, that they will rally and come firing back, and come firing back in a big way against the Colts. I've seen it time and time again. I've lived it. I get to be in the building. I see how they react to this, and they don't panic, and they don't flip out, and they don't just lose their mind or go, hey, that's it, I'm going to go to Cancun. That's not the way these guys are wired. These guys will make the playoffs. You can mark it, and if they don't, you can put this down and call me a fool, but they're going to make it.
Last thing, Mitch, who's on Chiefs Kingdom today?
A very special show, and I'm going to put a shout out there. And do me a favor, between now and 6, mention it a couple more times, because here's why. Noah Gray will be our guest tonight after Coach at the show at Blue Springs at the Hy-Vee. Now, here's why it's important. This is National Diabetes Month. At CDOT, there are so many parents that get a diagnosis from a young athlete or someone who's a young adult or a young child who's active, and they get like a type 1 diabetic diagnosis. What do you do? How do you handle it? Noah Gray is a type 1 diabetic. The regimen and how he attacks every day is impressive. And Mark Andrews of the Ravens, there's other type 1 diabetics that play in the NFL. I don't care if you're type 1, type 2. Listen to tonight's show, especially if you're a parent. We will actually have athletes. One is coming from 4 hours away who has talked and works with Noah because he is a type 1 diabetic, and Noah has made a huge impact on his life. Another is a young gal, much younger, like 10 years old, but she's involved in dance and is an athlete, recently diagnosed as a type 1 diabetic. That's tonight's focus. And we've had this show planned for a year, to have Noah Gray on this show to talk about it and to have these kids give examples of what they have to do and their parents. And as Coach will tell you tonight, don't fear it, attack it. And that'll be the theme. No one liked losing that game last night. I hated losing it. I got a pit in my stomach today. But on tonight's show, we rally and get ready to try to fight our way back to the playoffs in a series of 7-1 season games. Every game's a season now. But tonight, we attack it by going a whole different direction and telling families and kids what to do if you have if you're diabetic or you have a recent diagnosis of diabetes.
And that is Mitch Holthus joining us on the show today, voice of the Kansas City Chiefs. He is brought to you by GEHA, Government Employees Health Association, Inc., and also by Silverstein Eye Center. Achieve your best vision and experience outstanding patient care at Silverstein Eye Center. Mitch, we'll catch up with you next week after the Colts game.
Thanks, C-Dad. And you're 3rd and 15 on defense, and they're at the 21. Get off the field, because if we get the ball there, we're going to win it. We'll win it 22-19. Everybody's on to this. Everybody knows. Get off the field. It's 3rd and 15.
I'm with you. That is Mitch Holthus, voice of the Kansas City Chiefs, joining us on the show today. Be sure to check him out after the show coming up on Chiefs Kingdom. All right, Rob, we got a little bit of time to take phone calls. We'll take phone calls probably around 4:30, 913-586-7965. So if you want to make a little bit of a mental note, we'll take phone calls here coming up in about 10, 15 minutes or so. All right, Rob, I wrote down two things. I want to get your thoughts on these. The first thing is, do you know somebody who only bets parlays? They don't really make a lot of straight bets. They just bet parlays. So for those of you that don't know what a parlay is, it is a series of bets. You can bet a small amount of money, and you can potentially get a lot of money. You can bet $5, and if you put four or five things together, make $1,000, for example. Now, if you don't gamble, you acknowledge getting five things correctly is kind of hard. Parlays are kind of hard to hit. And as I was listening to Mitch talk about the low percentage throws of throwing it down the field, Rob, sometimes it feels to me like their offense is based off hitting parlays. Like when I look at their offense and what they want to do and how they want to attack downfield, it feels like their offense is predicated on, hey, well, we're going to take 7-8 shots throughout the course of the game, and we're just trying to hit on one or two of those. And yes, they hit on one or two of those, no question. But sometimes in the process of only betting parlays, you get a little bit cold and you can see your bankroll diminish really, really quickly if that ends up being the case. Rob, other than deep, long throws, what is their identity as an offense? Because I'm seeing a team yesterday that you have everything that you have asked for. You have the offensive line that you asked for, the quarterback that you asked for, the head coach that you wanted. You got the wide receivers. We spent a year and a half talking about what their offense was going to look like when they got these three receivers all together. When they got Hollywood and Rashee Rice and Xavier Worthy and Juju, when they got all of these guys back. Well, they went up against the top flight defense yesterday and they scored 19 points yesterday. Against a defense that didn't have the reigning defensive player of the year and didn't have their starting middle linebacker. Did it look like the Chiefs had an elite offense yesterday? What do they do? Is this the offense that runs the ball well? Is this an offense that you trust to run the ball well? Because for a team, again, that has all of these things in the offensive line, I didn't really get that feeling yesterday. It felt like a lot of times the play was deep throw, possibly you complete it, or if you don't complete it, we'll just try to get a pass interference call. So that's one observation that I have about their deep passing game. The second thing is, and we'll take phone calls here in a bit, 913-586-7965. To me, the two worst things that you can call a football team are soft and undisciplined. Soft is physicality. Football is based off you believing that you are tougher than the other team. We see it all the time. You might not be the most talented, but if you are a physical team and you can just bully people around and move people off spots, you got a chance. Also, the discipline factor. Do the Chiefs look like a team that's well coached? Because in the most important game for this team, the same penalty problems continue to pop up. Now, the Broncos, they had a lot of penalties too. But we spent all week talking about the Chiefs and the bye week and Andy getting them ready and prepped and the Chiefs rising to the occasion and knowing the urgency. We spent 2 weeks having that conversation. I didn't see a team that played very disciplined football. And when things have gone wrong for Kansas City, they lose that discipline. They lost that against the Jacksonville Jaguars. Mahomes lost discipline, throwing a bad interception. They got ran back for a touchdown. Another bad interception. They got returned for a touchdown penalty. Well, hold on, I'll give you another one. Another red zone interception. Undisciplined when it comes to your special teams unit that multiple times this season can't kick the ball in the landing zone and or a blocked extra point. That changed the entire course of the game when they got that extra point blocked. Undisciplined when it comes to your right tackle that has either lined up inconsistently or moved early for now 2.5 seasons and is the most penalized player in the National Football League. The two worst things that you can call a football team, hey, that team's soft. And we have seen at times you can be a little bit more physical than Kansas City and they don't seem to like it. We've seen that happen plenty of times. You punch Kansas City back, and they don't seem to want much to do with it. And discipline. Do the Chiefs look like a disciplined, well-coached, well-oiled machine? Because that is not what they look like to me against the Denver Broncos. So that's coaching. I can't put that on anybody else. That's coaching. The fact that Jawan Taylor has had the same problem now for 2.5 years and it has not been solved is a coaching issue. Their special teams blunders. That has been a theme of the 2025 season. Every game they have a new penalty. They have a new problem on special teams. This team is not good enough. This team is not talented enough to overcome all of these things. We said this after they lost to Jacksonville. Missed extra point, Jawan Taylor penalty, Patrick Mahomes interceptions. We're talking about razor-thin margins. So to me, this isn't regression to the mean. I know that's the popular term. Well, last year they won these 12 games. No, some of it is they continue with self-inflicted penalties and mistakes that over the course of a game, if football games are defined by 5 to 8 plays and who makes those plays, you don't make those plays anymore. The Broncos made those plays. It was a 3rd and 15. They're the one that made the play. They're the one that needed the stop to get off of the field. It's a tie ball game. Patrick Mahomes has the ball consecutive times. You're telling your defense you got to go stop them. And they did. Chiefs didn't get a first down. So I don't want to hear this regression to the mean. No, the Broncos just made more plays than the Kansas City Chiefs did. Again, the two worst things you can be called: soft as a team and undisciplined. And we have seen that the Chiefs, you can punch the Chiefs in the mouth and the Chiefs won't do much about it. And discipline, penalties, mental mistakes, physical mistakes, temper tantrums on the sideline. At times, they do not exhibit a well-coached, disciplined, well-oiled machine. Not right now.
Let me ask you a question. And maybe the theme of the show has been today kind of how did we miss this? It's right under our nose. Have the Chiefs ever been a super disciplined team? Because I feel like Jawan Taylor's penalty issues are not unique to this season. They have been a thing since he showed up in town. And spare me the Collinsworth conversation, but they have been a problem his entire tenure in Kansas City. Now, the Harrison Butker mistakes, those are new. But some of these discipline issues, they've existed the entire time in the Andy Reid era. It just, the Chiefs have always had enough talent, coaching, whatever the thing, to overcome them where it's not really a problem. Like, I know I'm, you know, rewinding the clock a little bit, but remember there was a stretch of time where Tyreek Hill had a little bit of the drop season and led to a lot of picks? It wasn't like the Chiefs cured him in magical waters. They just were so much more talented than everyone, it didn't matter. So you talk about their lack of discipline and the mistakes piling up. Isn't that a larger problem? Because it has been here since, maybe not since Andy Reid showed up, but it's not new. It's not like it just popped up and reared its ugly head in Denver. Look at the Jags game this year. Look at the Chargers game this year. I can pull games from last year where it's like, oh, a lot of the same. If that discipline issue continues to exist, isn't that just kind of what the Chiefs are?
I don't disagree with what you're saying, but I think what you are explaining is the fact that so many things continue to be the same inside the building but are changing so rapidly outside of the building is how we got here. The league is changing. The division is changing. The AFC is changing. The Chiefs are not. The same issues that you had last week 11, they still have those same issues now with this team. So I don't disagree with what you're saying. Some of this is just who the Chiefs are. But I think what you are seeing is as the Chiefs have remained the same, all of their contenders have changed. Buffalo is changing. The Patriots are changing. The Colts are changing. They're keeping up. And that's how you get your best defensive player. Your best defensive player at the end of the game says, well, the Broncos called out our plays. We have to do a better job in disguising what we're doing because nothing's changed. There's no new energy. There's no new je ne sais quoi. It's not there. It's just not there with this team. Now, maybe this is me talking out of both sides of my mouth. Like, I don't think that they're out of it. But I also think that we are holding on to this feeling of, well, I know things have gone poorly so far, but they're about to go 6-1 down the stretch. And maybe I got to ask myself this question. Again, I understand I'm playing both sides of the fence here. What have the Chiefs done in 2025 to lead you to believe they are about to win 6 out of their next 7 games? Because if you feel that way, it is based off what the 2024, 2023, 2022 Chiefs have accomplished. It is not based off anything that this team has done. We'll take your phone calls next, 913-586-7965. If you got a take and you want to share it, we'll take your phone calls next. Keep it right here. It's The Drive.
The Drive with Carrington Harrison. Watch the show on YouTube by subscribing to the 965 YouTube channel. The Drive brought to you by DM Injury Law. Have you or a loved one been in a car wreck? Contact DM Injury Law today and get the money you deserve. Car wreck? Remember, Mike's got this. 965, The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
I want to take these phone calls, but I want to ask you guys this question. Text line 913-586-7965. CDOT, their schedule says they can go 6-1 down the stretch. It is an easy schedule. I want to ask you guys this. When was the last time that your belief in the Chiefs wasn't about them? Because most of the commentary is about who they are playing and not who they are. If you think they're making the playoffs, and I still got to make in the playoffs, it has turned into not the Chiefs are the best team or the Chiefs are dominant. It is, hey, they start playing easier teams, which is, I mean, teams make the playoffs because of that. So I'm not eliminating that part of the conversation, but just think about where we have come. Hey, I think they'll make the playoffs because they play Tennessee and Vegas down the stretch. That's why. I mean, I want to see them start playing a brand of football that you think they could make noise. Because right now, the path does not include them playing games at Arrowhead. The path is them being the 6 or the 7 seed in the AFC. I don't see a scenario in which they're the 5 seed. They're not winning their division. They're not going to be the 5 seed. The scenario is them being the 6 or 7 seed, which teams have made the Super Bowl that way. But their path now includes them going possibly to New England, to Buffalo, to whomever in 3 consecutive weeks. So, yes, maybe this team makes the postseason because the schedule lightens up. They start playing easier competition and start doing that. But it's got to be about you playing a brand of football that gives you a chance to advance, to be a real threat, to be a contender. And that is cleaning up some of these obvious mistakes that they continue to make in these losses. There is a common theme in these games. There's a common theme. There's a Mahomes interception. There's a Juwan Taylor penalty. There's a special teams issue. There is a common thread. So, yes, they start playing easier teams once they get past this week. They play the Cowboys and Tennessee and those teams. So I'm asking, if you believe the Chiefs are making the playoffs, is your confidence in them that they are going to turn this around, or they get a break when it comes to the schedule and they'll gobble up wins against teams that we all know and feel like they should beat? Because that's part of it, but I want to see the Chiefs start playing a brand of football that is sustainable. And I think what you were seeing against the good teams in the National Football League, the real contending teams, they are not playing that style of football. And now they are shooting themselves in the foot that just, it's hard to beat good teams on the road when you are committing the mistakes that they're committing. When you have 8 penalties, when you have a penalty that negates a play that would put the ball on the 3-yard line, when your quarterback throws an interception in the red zone, when you don't commit to running the football. Like, they don't do a lot of the things that winning teams need to do to really be contenders and really make noise once it comes to the NFL postseason.
I don't need to get to these callers, but if you're the person that believes they can go 6-1 because of the schedule, you're right, the schedule does ease up. But what about the 2025 season makes you think some of those are like auto checkmark wins? I mean, we will talk about it over the course of the week. I don't understand how the Chiefs are 3.5-point favorites on Sunday. Nothing about what I've seen this year makes me think they're better than the Colts. Okay,
the public is not ready to give up on the Chiefs yet.
That's fair. But the rest of their schedule, are they better than the Chargers based on what we've seen? Maybe, because they're healthier. Are they better than the Texans? I mean, maybe, but it ain't like the Texans have been, you know, bad. This have been awful this year. I think the Chiefs are better. That game's probably a benefit to be at Arrowhead. I know Dallas has no defense and they're inconsistent, and they're what 3-5-1 going into tonight. Are we sure Kansas City is light years better than Dallas, where you can just with a Sharpie mark that one down as a win? Like, would it shock me if the Chiefs go on a run and go 6-1, 5-2 down the stretch? No, it wouldn't shock me. But nothing about their resume in the previous 10 games makes me think that I would have any confidence in predicting that.
I'll make one more point here before we take these calls. If you are predicting the Chiefs to make the postseason, you are saying that even though they have lost every coin flip game so far this season, you now believe they are going to start winning all of those coin flip games. These one possession close, they're not going anywhere. You play Denver again. You play the Chargers again. You play Houston again. I don't think the Chiefs are just running over these teams. They're going to have to, which sounds crazy to say given what we've seen, they got to start winning one score games. Right? They got to start winning one score games because they're going to play at least 4 more the rest of the way. Out of this schedule, these next 7 games, they ain't blowing out 7 opponents. They're going to play some close games. Sure, maybe they blow out the Raiders. Maybe they blow out Tennessee. They are not blowing out both the Broncos and the Chargers at home. No chance. They are not blowing out the Colts on Sunday. It will be a close one score game. So you just got to start playing cleaner, more disciplined, more physical upfront football is what they need to do. Let's go to the phone lines here. 913-586-7965. Spencer called into the show. Hey, Spencer, how you doing, man?
Hi, Carrington. Thanks for taking my call.
No problem.
So, yeah, really my thoughts, I've been listening to what you were saying about, you know, the discipline of the team. And I think discipline also goes into coaching. And what I mean by that is, you know, I call attention to when there was 4 minutes left in the game on yesterday, you know, Kareem Hunt was rushing for over 4 yards a carry. Is it great? It's not great, but it's good enough. And we kind of got stuck in that pass offense. And against what's probably the best front four in the league. And you got to remember that these teams are designed to beat the Chiefs in many cases. So I think it was, you know, that shows that we just don't really have the discipline, whether it's the players or even the coaches, to make the adjustments that we need to. And to answer your question about the playoffs, I think that those changes will have to be made, and if they aren't, they probably won't. But if they do, I think they've got a hell of a chance in the playoffs. because that would mean they made those changes. So that's my thoughts.
Spencer, I'm with you, man, and I'm 100% with you, man. I appreciate the phone call. I mean, if this team goes 6-1 down the stretch, I mean, you beat some good football teams along the way and cleaned up some of these mistakes. Now, they're at home, and you're going to have to go on the road in the postseason, but you still beat Indianapolis in this scenario. You beat Denver. You beat the Chargers. You beat Houston. Those are good, tough wins that you're going to have to put together. I mean, at this point, we have never seen the Chiefs with zero margin for error. Not this version of the Chiefs. We have never seen the Chiefs with zero margin of error. But if you look at tiebreaker, you look at games remaining, there is no tomorrow. There's no margin for error left this season. You have lost almost all the games you can lose. You got one, maybe two more losses left this season. So regardless of who's on the schedule, you got to get going and you got to start playing cleaner football than you have at any point in 2025. We'll continue to take your phone calls, 913-586-7965. We'll take calls up until the top of the hour when we get to the hits. Keep it right here. It's The Drive.
This is Wyatt Thompson from K-State, and you're listening to The Drive with CDOT right here on 96.5 The Fan and the Odyssey app.
Brought to you by DM Injury Law. Have you or a loved one been in a car wreck? Contact DM Injury Law today and get the money you deserve. Car wreck? Remember, Mike's got the...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Welcome back into The Drive. My name is Carrington Harrison. Very happy to be here with you on this wonderful, wonderful Monday. Somebody just text this in, and we got time to take phone calls. This is probably the last time we'll take phone calls in the show. So if you want to chime in, 913-586-7965, I would highly encourage you to do so. Someone just texted in. Fellas, I am an eternal optimist. We have lost 5 games by 22 points, 3 of those without a full squad. Reasons for losing are all fixable. They are little mistakes that added up. Drop passes, penalties, kicks, ill-advised throws. If they turn that around, they will go 7-0 the rest of the way. I do not disagree with you there. I don't think it needs to be all woe is me, the sky is falling, it's all over. But all of the things that you described are usually the symptoms of okay football teams. So far, in 2025, the Chiefs have been an okay football team. They have given you some highs, like beating the Detroit Lions. They have given you some lows. They've given you some things to be excited about, some disappointments. Like, it has been a gauntlet of emotions. What you are describing is them locking in something they haven't done, I would say consistently, is cleaning up these self-inflicted mistakes. A lot of these things, I would say, are self-inflicted mistakes. Rashee Rice had 3 drops. You had 9 penalties. Juwan Taylor, penalty. Getting a kick blocked. These little things that have added up and have been a theme in each of their losses. If you think the Chiefs are going to go on a run and go 7-0, 6-1 down the stretch and grab one of those 2 playoff spots that are available, the 6th seed or the 7th seed, it comes with them cleaning this up and doing it against some good football teams. The Colts are a good football team. The Broncos are a good team. The Chargers are a good team. So you're right. It is not outside the realm of possibility. In fact, the odds are still on their side. I just saw this tweeted from friend of the show, Pete Sweeney. So this is the New York Times playoff machine. They give the Chiefs a 57% chance of making the playoffs. So still, they have a greater than 50% shot of making the playoffs. That's why I said in the last segment, now, those coin flip kind of games that they have been losing, you now have to get those back toward the middle. If this team is 2-8 in one score games, they ain't making the postseason this year. So you need to get it back to the middle. The pendulum was completely in your favor last season, where you won every single coin flip game. So far, you have lost every coin flip game. They need to be 5-6 at the end of the year on one score games. If that's the case, they'll make the postseason. Because I don't see the Chiefs. They might win these games. I don't see them blowing out Indianapolis, Denver, the Chargers, Houston. I just don't see them running the table. So some of these mistakes that have hurt them in these one-score games, you got to clean it up. And I mean, one of those games that we are counting as an automatic win is the NFL. It's just going to be more uncomfortable than it needs to because it's the NFL. Let's take these phone calls before we step aside here. Mike called into the show. Hey, Mike, how you doing, man?
Good. Great. Thanks for talking.
No problem, man.
Not to make an excuse, but I think there's a big problem with overexposure. How many games the Chiefs have played the last 5 years and the toll that that's taken? I think they're just worn out, and I think the NFL squeezed every bit of gold out of them that they can. Send them all over the world and everything. It's just... the players are going to get older faster playing that many games, and maybe it's time to sit home and rest.
I hear you, Mike. I appreciate the phone call. I'm not letting that excuse fly when they came off a bye week. If this was in the middle of Monday night, Thursday night, if it was one of those stretches, I'd hear you. This was a team that they were fully rested and fully prepared. I also think it's important to note the Chiefs are not really that banged up. Not in relation to the other teams in the National Football League. They have one significant injury. It's Isaiah Pacheco. But I'm not trying to diminish the injury, but I mean, the Broncos don't have Patrick Surtain. The Broncos don't have their starting middle linebacker for this game. Look at the Green Bay Packers. The Packers don't have their number one pass catcher. Their quarterback left the game with an injury yesterday. Their number one running back left the injury. Like, last year, the Chiefs had the worst injury luck. The Chiefs' injury luck this year has been pretty decent. They just came off a bye. I hear what you're saying. They've played more football than everybody. It adds up. I don't disagree with you there. Kelsey's played a lot of football. Kelsey looked fresh. Kelsey looks renewed. Like, all the talking that he did this offseason about best shape of his life, he looks the part. And if that guy can look fresh and renewed, anybody can, in my opinion. Let's go back to the phone lines. Josh called into the show. Hey, Josh, how you doing?
Hey, C-Dot. I appreciate you taking my phone call.
No problem, man.
I listen pretty much every single day. I just want to, I'm always wondering why, especially since the trade deadline, like why Veach and the Chiefs front office did not take a chance at running back. And like, I think, I don't know if it was you who said it, but it was something about like them looking more towards the future and not wanting to spend a draft pick for getting like what was like 2-3 months out of Breece Hall or something. Like, I just don't really know like what their thought process was about. When Pacheco went down, and it was pretty clear that they needed another running back option outside of Kareem Hunt and Bashard Smith. And I mean, I'm not even going to count Clyde Edwards-Helaire or Elijah Mitchell, because even if they were active, they would give them no carries, which they shouldn't. But I just don't know how they think that running out 30-year-old Kareem Hunt and giving him 12 to 13 carries a game and then not utilizing Bashard Smith at all, not really giving him a chance at all. I just don't know how they think that that was going to work. So I just want to get your thoughts on that. And as well as, I just don't know why it's so hard for them sometimes to, I mean, just straight up move the ball. Like, it's so hard, like, watching other NFL games and, you know, you see all these teams, like, throwing the ball over the middle and all this types of plays and all. But I feel like the Chiefs are running a screen on, like, it's like 30, 45% of the play calls they have, and like they get maybe a few yards out of it, and you like you never see them throw the ball over the middle to Rashee Rice like they did a few times yesterday to Hollywood Brown. But I mean, everything's just kind of dink and dunk right now, and I don't know if that goes back to the play calling or the OC or whatever it might be, or if it's Mahomes that's not making the right read over the middle or what it is. But That's all I got. Appreciate taking my phone call.
No problem, Josh, man. I appreciate it. They tried a lot of deep shots yesterday. They just didn't really work. To your point about the run game, I think it's a mentality. I think it is something that, at least for me, and we'll talk more about it coming up in the 5 o'clock hour, they just need a new voice. They need a change of direction. Now, I know the Broncos didn't run the football successfully yesterday, but New England, they spent a high draft pick on a running back. Their running back is really starting to figure some things out. Indianapolis has the best running back in the National Football League. We know Buffalo wants to run the football. The Chargers have ran the ball effectively, at least when they had their left tackles. Some of it is just a mentality and a commitment to it. And Rob, I know you and I go back and forth. It is hard to consistently beat these good football teams with no commitment to running the football, no desire to run the football, and no explosiveness when you actually try to do it. It is playing offense with one hand behind your back. And in these games against a good team, a disciplined football team like the Broncos, man, it is hard to score points. It is impossible to acknowledge that yesterday the Chiefs had, other than Isaiah Pacheco, everybody healthy on their offense and had 2 weeks to prepare for Denver's defense. They scored 19 points in the game. This was an offense we were talking about like it was back 2022. That is not the case. Mary, you're our last phone call for the hour. How you doing today?
I'm doing all right.
Go ahead.
Okay. So I have a couple of points. I've been talking this for the last year that I feel like that Matt Nagy is part of the problem, because when Eric Bieniemy was here, the guys respected Eric Bieniemy, and they don't seem to have the same respect for Eric, I mean, as for Matt, as they did for Eric. As what I'm saying is, like, look at all the errors and things that we have that are happening off the field, not just, I mean, like in the locker room and stuff that Eric wouldn't have allowed, I don't think. The other thing is, we have decided to always defer. And I think maybe it's time we start the game so that we've got a high momentum going in on that first drive, instead of letting the defense have to stop the run keeping them from scoring and us coming in after the fact. Because when we seem to come back on the third quarter, we're not seeming to, even though we've won the toss, we're not seeming to get the points. And it's kind of a letdown. And I just feel like maybe we need to switch it up and try it the other way.
I hear you, Mary. I appreciate the phone call. Mitch Holtz has had some numbers on that. Well, let's actually play those numbers. I thought it was pretty good. I actually thought the Chiefs handled the coin toss correctly. They had a chance to score right before the end of the first half. And I thought that Hollywood Brown really killed any momentum that they had on the drive. We'll talk more about that coming up on the other side. I have a very clear message to the Chiefs. I'll tell you what it is. Keep it right here. It's the drive.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.